Harper Audio presents The Moonshine War by Elmore Leonard, performed by Mark Hammer.
Chapter 1. The war began the first Saturday in June 1931, when Mr. Baylor sent a boy up to Son Martin's place to tell him they were coming to raid his still. The boy was 16 and had lived in the mountains all his life, but at first he wasn't sure he wanted to go up there alone. He asked Mr. Baylor how he was supposed to get there, and Mr. Baylor said they'd lend him an official sheriff's department Ford car. He told Mr. Baylor he'd only seen this man's son, Martin, about twice before, since the man hardly ever showed himself. And maybe he'd go up there and tell the wrong person. And Mr. Baylor, who was 73 years old and sheriff of the county, said to the boy, "Well, if you go up there and knock on his door and the man answers it as a white man, that's Son Martin. If it's a nigger opens it, that's Aaron, his hired man." Mr. Baylor said, "Now, if you can tell a white man from a nigger, you're all set, aren't you?" The boy said, "Yes, sir, he'd do it." But he asked Mr. Baylor if they were going to raid the man still, why was the man being told about it? And Mr. Baylor said, "Don't worry about that. Just tell him." The boy's name was Lowell Holbrook, Jr. Evenings, he wore a white jacket over his big, bony shoulders and worked at the Hotel Cumberland as a bellboy, taking the grips and sample cases from the Louisville salesman and lugging them upstairs. The few times he'd seen Son Martin had been in the hotel. The man standing...